Welcome to Behind the Scenes with me, Saba. Joining me today is Professor Daniel Gott, who is a theater professor at the American University of Sharjah. Professor Gott has previously taught theater in many countries like Kazakhstan, Turkey, UK, and Russia. Professor Gott has a passion and love for acting, and his last acting performance was at AUS in a museum in Baghdad. Today, he will be talking to us about his role in the play. Professor Daniel, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let's begin with talking about how you played the role of Professor Woolley. Can you tell us about your character and how their role was in the play?
Sure, yeah. Well, it was interesting because I started the process lending a hand as a voice coach and sort of just an additional set of hands to Professor Abhishek, who was directing. But unfortunately, one of the students had to drop out. So I was drafted in late in the process to cover Leonard Woolley. And Leonard Woolley is a real-life character who was responsible for the excavations of the tombs at Ur in central Iraq. And he was a contemporary of Gertrude Bell, who is the other kind of main character in that part of the play. Yeah, a very interesting play that's written by an Irish-Palestinian playwright. That's taken a lot of years to work in many iterations, but there's lots of different narratives that run through it.
So talking further about what you said the play, it's sort of like a capsule of history. So how would you advise an actor to get ready for this type of role?
Oh, so absolutely. First and foremost, you always want to be checking with your director and what their process is. You always want to, all us actors have our own way of doing things. But it might be that your director works in a different way or wants you to save something that you normally do first for later in the process. But for me, the key thing for not only this type of play that is set in a real time and period, but when you're working with a real character, is research and more research, digging into who they are, where they went to school, what kind of social associations they had. You're looking at the world of the play, so absolutely every facet of daily life, culture, economics, politics, fashion, social life, public life, what are family relationships like? And the more detail you have, the more you can build up a three-dimensional and layered interpretation of a character rather than just pretending to be a stereotypical or a stock, I don't know, British academic who is working in Iraq.
So you said that there's a lot of research that goes into tapping into your character. How different would you say it is to play a character that's of such a different tradition or time period?
I mean, it's the challenge and it's what we love. It's what all actors want to get their teeth into. Mm-hmm. It's somebody that is in some ways so different from them. And Leonard Woolley is very, very different from me. But it's always the way that you're finding your truth of the character is by finding parts of yourself within them, essentially. I think what draws anybody to acting, a lot of actors are naturally empathetic. And part of that is because you have a real curiosity. Would I have been that person if I'd have lived that life, if I'd have worn those shoes? And that's what's so exciting about a rehearsal process and putting yourself imaginatively in a situation, but you're bringing your own personal and real lived experience, your real emotions, to those imaginary circumstances. And especially when that's been based on real-life events, it can be really exciting and magical. So there's so many challenges, but they're all something that we as actors really love.
So it must be quite nerve-wracking to play a role that you wouldn't normally be used to playing. So is there some sort of pre-show ritual that you have that kind of calms the nerves, prepares you for a show?
Yeah, absolutely. So as actors, we all do a warm-up before we perform. That is usually once actors are in costume and makeup, and that's part of what I teach here at AUS. So at the moment I'm teaching Theatre 255, is a voice and movement course, and students learn how to develop their use of body and use of voice professionally for public speaking and theatre use. So you'd be getting warm physically, you might be doing some star jumps, running around, play a few games. You'd be doing some stuff for release and alignment of the spine, because that's going to make a big difference to your vocality and your breath. You do some work for breath work, because breath is not only the power behind the voice. So if you have a, you know, a big section of text, you're going to need lots of breath. But it's also the emotional connection. Different emotional states require different types of breathing. You're then doing some resonance work, which is how and where the voice vibrates within the body. So, for example, a very common one might be, you hear a lot of teachers getting nasal. Hello, listen, children, because that resonance cuts through space. We do some articulation, so some work for the tongue and the lips and the jaw to make sure that your words are very clear, because that's really important with projection. And then you'd be testing all of that on some portion of the text, usually in the theatre space, so that you're confident that when you speak, the audience can not only hear you, but feel your truth as well.
From the way you speak, it's quite evident that you're very passionate about acting. So could you tell our listeners when and how your love for acting began?
Sure. I mean, I already spoke a little bit about empathy, but I guess the other thing that drives a lot of actors is escapism. The first thing I did, which is what a lot of people would do for acting, is at school, it's like play times 100. It's not only engaging yourself in something creatively and imaginatively, but it's then being given all the tools to do that to a far bigger extreme. You have costumes, you have set, you have lights, you have music. You also know what's going to happen at the end of the story, or you do for most pieces of theatre. So yeah, it's really kind of feeding your emotion and your creativity. And that's what I really loved about it when I was small, and that's what I got into it for. And then as you grow, you realize, as you develop as a human being, you're like, this is what some of the people live like. And it's not because they are, you know, everybody is a product of their society and their journey through life. And that's a really eye-opening experience when you're younger, but it's also a really humbling experience as you get older, I think.
Well, thank you so much. It was great talking to you. Lovely to have you.
Thank you very much.